So, as predicted, has it been, unlike last time, not long enough since we last recorded?
It's been 1,000 years, according to some.
Well, it was 1,000 years before the last one,
Yeah.
but between last one and this one, I would argue not nearly enough time.
Is this the fastest we've done two?
Tuesday, Friday?
Think so.
Besides recording two in a day, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You want to wait a week?
Let's make them wait a week. Let's record it, but put it up next week, like the week
Okay.
after.
I thought you meant record for a week and then put that
Yeah,
up.
that's a good episode. That's
Yeah.
gonna get our most, especially if we just talk about Roblox.oof. Then we're gonna get a lot of hits.
It'll well, hopefully, unlike the one we recorded on Tuesday, gets monetized because Tuesday's didn't. Can't win them all.
Can't.
I think we for in because we went so long before recording last one, we forgot all the things we couldn't
The
say.
period of time between end.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, what can we say on the podcast again?
Arsler, F
This,
slur,
this,
in
this.
slur.
We're just testing it out because we don't remember.
Yeah. But I do I have to re-up I gotta re-up my trick where I do the thing that makes it so YouTube doesn't automatically not monetize stuff until I request a review, because that's what it's at right now, which I don't like. So I gotta trick YouTube. Hey, manual reviewers, what's up? I gotta trick YouTube into thinking I'm a good enough boy to at least auto monetize them until, I don't know, all the slurs we say show up in a transcript or
Are
something.
we still allowed to say, I hate YouTube?
I think it's worth testing because I also hate YouTube. I think this is our last YouTube one. I think we're going full Rumble after this.
Ooh, in the Bronx?
Or BitChute. Let's have an earnest discussion as to whether we should move our platform to Rumble or BitChute. Which one is more right wing?
I don't know if
I believe
I've.
PowerSlap is on Rumble. But all
And
the
Dana does know right wing.
and Dana knows right wing, but I think all the hate speech is on BitChute.
Okay, then maybe bitch shoot.
Yeah.
Bitch shoot is what it sounds like to
It's
me.
a euphemism for vagina.
Welcome to the worst year of our lives, everybody. Or the news sometimes. That's Scott. I'm Drew. This is the Habsburg jaw of podcasts. Because we just keep trying to make the same good thing over and over again,
We
and
just
every
keep
time we do, it
inbreeding
gets more deformed
it.
and unrecognizable, and we just keep on trying
Not a lot of people know.
until one or both of us becomes completely sterile
Yeah.
with like gelatin
Just a
bones
human
and just
mule.
goo coming out of everywhere. And that last Habsburg. So
Tough
I
one.
can't believe nobody's made a movie about
I
it.
know.
Because like there's a lot of messed up stuff with that final Habsburg.
Yeah, the only pop culture thing that's been done is Paul Rubens played the last
Yes.
Habsburg on 30
30 Rock.
Rock,
That's right. That's right.
which is as close as we've gotten to a
Yeah.
documentary.
Yeah, that last
Was 30
Habsburg
Rock a documentary?
could have been
No, because
about
Alec
the
Baldwin didn't kill
Habsburgs.
anyone.
Well, you can't prove that he did or didn't.
Serial killer Alec Baldwin. Psycho murderer.
I mean, that's what the media would definitely have you believe.
Alec Baldwin, here's a hot take. Alec Baldwin can kill as many people on set as he wants after leaving the funniest voicemail I've ever heard to his daughter,
That is pretty funny.
where he called her a
He did call her a
pig.
pig. And you know what? Not wrong. And if there's one thing we know, it's pigs.
Heavy porcine experience.
Man, this looking at Charles II of Spain makes me sad.
First of all, Charles isn't a Spanish name. That should be a Carlos.
It should be Carlos,
There's
yeah.
your first
Or
clue
an
that there's a problem going on.
Esteban.
Esteban.
Esteban II of Spain. Sorry, Esteban Dos of
Exactly.
Spain.
Yeah, Charles II? I don't think so.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even the best Charles II.
I can't believe he was...
Or the best Charles III.
I can't believe he was technically married.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the Spanish court, yeah, he was married.
He didn't know he was married.
No, that's true.
But legally, yes.
Man, I just... He wasn't very old, was he?
He died at 14, but looked 75.
He was 38.
It's a good lifespan.
But yeah, especially when your bones are made of goo.
And think of the quality of life.
The best quality of life. Sure. Whether his ill health resulted from inbreeding remains disputed.
Who's on the other side of that?
I would say it's proven scientific fact.
Who, like, come on.
I mean, according to this, neither his elder sister or the daughter of the marriage to her uncle Leopold had, her older sister had no symptoms. But that doesn't mean shit. Lots of people have things that other people don't have.
He got everything.
Yeah, he got it all. It should have been spread out between two, but instead it was one fine and one that looked like this.
One fine.
Well, I'm not going to call her hot. She's dead. That's I got to respect the dead.
Absolutely.
Judging by this painting of her, she has it. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, I feel like there's a lot of Habsburg apologists.
Okay.
Just based on what you're saying, like, they're saying she's fine, but clearly she also has it, and saying, like, oh, it might not be due to inbreeding that he had every medical malady in...
You tell me.
Oh, no, she's rough, dude.
She's got it, bro.
Yeah, she's...
Look, she's flat as a board.
She's got the look, but in a negative way.
She died at 21, so...
Oh, so she was healthy.
Yeah.
So
clearly no signs.
Yeah, I'm sure she didn't inherit anything bad. Now, the Habsburgs, they're the ones that feuded with the McCoys in the South?
Yes, okay. Habsburgs and McCoys.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're claiming that it was due to herpetic infection incurred as an infant.
Baby herpes?
That's what it says.
She had baby herpes.
No, he did.
Oh.
Esteban Dos had mouth herpes at the infantile stage. Who did it to him? That's for me to know and you to find out. Never find out.
Speaking of children's genitals.
Oh, no. Did we get in trouble?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
But follow up to last week's or earlier this week's...
Creep of the Week?
News story.
Uh-huh.
No, not Creep of the Week. The Brazilian voodoo teenager.
She ate his peepee?
She ate his penis.
Choppy choppy his peepee.
Yeah. Mm. She ate her 5-year-old brother's penis.
Because her 5-year-old brother had sex with Mrs. Yamaguchi-san?
That's unconfirmed.
Okay.
I like... Doesn't Mrs. Yamaguchi-san translate to Mrs. Mr. Yamaguchi?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that. That's a delight. That's going in the book.
Mrs. Mr. Yamaguchi.
Mrs. Mr. Yamaguchi. Also, Habsburg versus McCoys. And we haven't even talked about wrestling yet.
We're not going to. That's
fine.
Surprise episode for everybody else. We're going to not do the wrestling again.
Should that be
because
like
I watched all of the rest of Berserk and Scott didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No.
I've seen a couple more episodes than you, but that's it.
I don't know if you have.
I don't know.
I'm up to 20.
I don't remember what I'm at. I'd have to re-look at it.
Either way, we're doing good.
Actually, I guess I can tell because I deleted the ones that I was done with. So I'm at...
If you pass 20, I'm going to be so mad. So mad.
Don't worry. It's doing something. I don't know what it's doing. It says 14, but I think I'm past
that. It starts at 14.
No, the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm...
We've talked about 13.
I think I'm at 19 or 20 then.
I think you're at
19. I'm about halfway.
I think you're at 19. You're definitely not.
I'm at 21.
I'm definitely. What?
Yeah, I started 21 today.
Ah, shit.
I'm also done all of my 2022 watches.
Fuck! No. It's too much pressure.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure. And a lot of spare time we both have.
Yes.
To do lists and...
The problem is I love lists.
Yep.
I wish I had more time for lists.
I also wish you had more time for lists.
So we could do a fucking list.
Yeah.
That's fair. Hey, speaking of not lists and just a
good segue.
Non sequitur segue. Worth saying, we're 10 minutes in?
I don't know, man. Habsburg takes over a lot of time.
Wow. I without looking, I would have said 3.
That's why we're bad at this. That's why nobody lets us do a professional podcast.
That's why we
pretend all this is amateur casting couch style podcasts.
This is a good casting couch we're on.
No, because your face gets stuck to it. I've fallen asleep on this couch before. I know.
Yeah, it sure would be nice if we had a nicer podcasting setup, or the ability to, without going into specific detail, although I have given it to some who have asked, be able to wrestle in the United States.
You know what? This is we're moving on from Drew's secrets.
Uh-huh.
Pay for the podcast secrets.
Yeah.
We'll tell you the full details of the secrets if you pay for them.
I've told a couple people.
Up to you how much you pay for that. Yeah. And up to us if we deem that amount secret worthy.
But if you could send some amount, some or any amount is good. More is better, but less is okay. Because this is definitely a time when we very much need it. So if you can send some help to paypal.me/notscotthenson, paypal.me/sariansoftpaws, and we can hopefully get things going on our end, because it does require money, what we have to do.
We would be wrestling outside tomorrow, or in podcast time several days ago.
We fucking would, too. Yeah.
Get those sweet-ass tacos again.
Those were good tacos.
And not have to drive to Tacoma.
And not have to drive. And it was a fun venue. I like that venue. Well,
sucks to suck for us.
Yeah, so please help. It's very much appreciated. If you just want to send money, that's the best way. If you want something for the money, you can do a request.
Greedy.
By all means. Greedy. $150 per 2 hour or less of media to watch. We've given you a number of suggestions that you haven't taken us up on. We would love to do the Quiet on the Set docuseries about Dan Schneider abusing children, and I think also like literally every other executive at Nickelodeon and Disney, and
they all had
anyone who has ever just had power over children abusing it.
Pretty much
show business.
Yep.
Yeah. Very much want to watch and talk about that. And of course the Fracture double feature, either Fracture Instinct or Fracture Blades of Glory, or something you would like. We're easy. Just whatever, but we really do need a bit of cash right now. It's on the I'm disgusted with myself. On the wolf scale, I would describe it as dire.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I did like. I'm gonna.
Is this a Drew? Is this an on-air Drew secret right now?
This is an on-air exclusive. I liked the comment by. Who said it? Nope. Oh, where did it go? Is it not there anymore?
Turns out there never was a comment, and you're acting crazy.
Could be. Somebody commented a very funny thing that I was going to read on the podcast, but it's not showing up. Because now top. But newest? Top.
Newest. Yeah, sometimes stuff doesn't show up unless you click newest in the comments, which is very stupid.
Several funny comments were made on the last episode. These are not the ones I wanted to shout out, but take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty cat.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Classic.
I'm a clean guy. I'm the cleanest cat you'll ever meet.
Yeah. So much grooming.
Alender 6200.
Yep.
A short episode that solely focuses on the character's birthday, followed by a delayed episode that talks about anything that isn't the current topic. This anime podcast is turning into real anime.
Yeah, I think there are follow-ups to that, too.
You said, oh god, we're a meta anime podcast now. If only we had an anime-style TF montage for you and Drew, that would complete your journey. Well, now we're talking.
Absolutely.
And I also like the one that said, did people find out wrestling is gay and canceled it? No, the answer is they found out that it's not gay,
yeah. And
everybody's mad that we're not including the gays.
Yeah.
That's what the real tragedy is. And, they want us to take wrestling to its natural conclusion.
Yes. Which we will.
I mean, it's been done.
It's been done, and it will be done again. Shout out to Iggy One, who was the news follow-up on the boy's penis. So thanks for
that. The Mrs. Mr. Yamaguchi.
Our right-wing correspondent, Iggy One.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, Mr. Yamaguchi-san was just a guy, right?
He was more than a guy. He was
Chow Young Fat.
Not a girl, not yet a woman.
Okay.
He was like the English liaison for Michinoku Pro
or something like that, right? Yeah. But he wasn't a performer. Yeah. And she was just some Asian lady they found.
I think she was a prostitute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know where else you would fight a Japanese woman that's not a prostitute.
Do they make them? Do they make ones that aren't? Or did they discontinue that model?
They love to be told what to do. All of them. All right. We got a lot to talk about. So I suppose we do. What other housekeeping do you want to... do we say... We said our names. Do we say our handles? Where people can find us?
No.
I actually got three new friend requests on PlayStation Network.
Hey.
I accepted them, and then I was like, I'm not going to play games with you.
But it's nice to have friend requests. Mm. I'm not going to play games with you.
Saren Zappa's on Twitter and Instagram and PlayStation
and
Network.
PSN, baby.
And Letterboxd, which is probably the only one that matters. And Mastodon, which I haven't looked at in a while, so maybe I have new followers. Ooh. I don't know. End of story. End of statement.
You should go to youtube.com/@notscotthenson and at the very least subscribe to the podcast that you're already listening to. That seems like the absolute minimum you could do. Subscribe and click the bell, and in a perfect world, click the join button. And I actually haven't looked since last time, but let's see if we've hit 40 paying members or if we're still stuck at 39 with a bunch of cowards. Yep, 39. So go ahead and be our 40th member. Go to youtube.com/@notscotthenson, click join, become the 40th member, and be the one who gets all the other 39 members new emotes, because those are important. Karax has made them. They're sitting there waiting to go, but we can't do them until we hit certain numbers. So
I would like to formally state to the audience...
Mm-hmm.
As I struggle to swallow.
Sure.
Do you ever swallow
your own spit wrong?
Yeah.
And then, like, how do they even live this long?
Yeah.
Like, I'm such a failure.
Is that your father speaking through you? My son's a goddamn tiger. And then you yell from the other room, at least I'm not a fucking wolf!
That fight has been had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Mustard PhD on Mastodon, one of my 11 followers on Mastodon, who said, I just heard you were doing a DP episode without your crutch, Scott. And that makes me so happy. You're my favorite person on Mastodon. I love you.
I think Mr. Mustard has paid for a request.
Yeah. I closed Mastodon and now I can't find it ever. they requested
gay pornography.
Flash gits.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Which we realized partway through we had seen some of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that Mastodon doesn't give you, like, it doesn't tell you updates. You have to, like, go through and see.
Figure it out.
People are tagging me and stuff. Here. Oh, there's this. Oh, you're like, huh. Yeah,
Mastodon, the proactive social media network. You figure it out.
Yeah. It's on you.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? It's all over. You were going to read off the pigs. The hogs.
Should I read off the pigs?
I don't know. Were you going to?
I wasn't going to, but I can.
You don't have to. It's too late now. Move on. Next. Dump it. Dump the whole thing.
I'm going to do it now. Yeah. So if you want your name read in at times like this, this is when to... I was thinking the same thing. Again. Become a member on YouTube. Or also if you... send us money, we will, and want your name read, we'll fucking read your name. It's amazing what we'll do for money.
Test us. We'll dox you.
We'll do whatever you want for money.
We'll fucking dox you live on the air. Ooh, I like that.
If you want.
I like that there's soundboard effects. So we can do this like a morning zoo type podcast going on.
Love
and it. You know what? More like a real zoo.
More like a real
More
zoo.
Like a real
morning
zoo.
Real zoo. Morning zoo stuff. No, you need to close that window right now. I don't know what that was, but that made me upset.
Why is it?
What the fuck?
Why is it so blown out?
Anyway, thank you to the people who have been inexplicably with us for 17 months and counting, some of you. The people at the top.
I don't want
to
say that's sad that people like us that enough to stick with us for that long. What's sad is that there isn't more of you.
Yes, I agree.
Hurts our feelings.
Yeah.
Ruins our day.
So time to fix that. Everyone who doesn't hear your name right now, it's in your power to fix this. Nick S, Zachary K, Maddie, Caraxa, Eve, Shinobu, noted on Greek Brandon.
For now.
for now. Brian Palmer, Tommy, Brian Silverman, Final Douglas, Dry Juice, Joe Steotan, Caffey, Here I Am 123, who is, of course, another Brian, Sonix, Pseudo Scott, Tachyon, Libiscuit Dreamcast, Vicious Cabaret, Brock, Kuroku Bandit, Olivia, Fluffy Bunny Feet, Nicola B. Jonesy, Edgy Berserker, Rotfeast Tenders, Enma Fries, Dom J. the DJ, Iggy One, Riptide 27, N-Word Cornwood, Chubby Pencil, Carl H., Mongo Waffle, Mr. Mateo, Trump's Lil Smile, No You in Trumps, Degeneracy Live, a.k.a. Drake Dragsaw, JB Hutt 09, and Ken Stank, and Especial? Especial.
Especial.
Especial You're... gracias. Maddie, Eve, Non-Creep Brandon, Tommy, and Trump's Lil Smile as our top hogs and top dogs.
No tops here. Only bottoms. Non-penetrative bottoms.
NPBs.
NPBs.
Non-playable butts. Which also works.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Is that all? Is that all of our housekeeping? Do we get to everybody's favorite part, which is the wrestling?
Earnest wrestling talk.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
Twitter, at Not Scott Henson, and cameo.com/scoot, I think is all the important stuff. And, the YouTube did get a decent chunk of new subscribers because of the edit of our Oscars commentary just came out. And I forgot that I actually plugged the YouTube. And thanks to probably the most recent comment on a video from Liam, who says, I learned today that Scoot has a YouTube channel after watching Adam's Oscars video. Why the fuck didn't I know this earlier? Which I'm like, hey, I'm glad you're here, better late than never. But I wonder how many other people that's the case for. So I will definitely try to promote it better.
I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible.
Oh, I wish you would. Here's the thing.
And I'm not going to scream it into the microphone. I'm not going to blow up the levels.
But every time you say you're going to say something in the nicest way possible, it is never nice.
Oops, probably shouldn't pay the
microphone. It's usually mean.
Well, that's the game you got to play there, Scott. That's a risk you got to take that I'm not going to scream at full levels into the microphone.
Okay.
At you and hurt your feelings by saying you had one fucking job. You had one fucking job to promote our shit on Adam's show, steal away his millions of viewers.
Well, I did last time, and
yeah, apparently, but how long have you been doing Adam's show?
Consistently for about 7 years.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Think of how many more thick hogs we could have had.
Longer than this podcast has existed.
Yeah.
I could have promoted the first episode of the podcast. Yeah.
Well, a podcast has existed.
Yeah.
In some shape
true.
Or form.
Yes.
For, God, like... What's technically the first I Suck Dick's Hard Cinema or whatever it used to be called?
That's a fun question.
What did we used to call it? We had a name before that, didn't we?
I think the very first one was I Suck Dick's Loves Movies.
Loves Movies.
Just straight up taking it from Doug Benson, and then we changed it to Cinema.
Heart Cinema, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I...
12?
12 at the latest,
mm.
if not earlier. Let me see. Playlists?
On podcast research. Always the best for everybody listening at
100%.
Home.
100%. I haven't even made a playlist for it. It's so old.
Wow.
So let's just go.
So that means nobody's probably ever heard it. I don't want to hear it.
Audio quality sucks.
It's a cell phone.
That's what's
stupid. On a table with four people.
I'm sure there's funny stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, the audio quality is not good.
Recording on my Sun Deck at my parents' house.
On my BlackBerry.
On your BlackBerry at like 9:30 at night in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm sure it's just, cringe inducing.
There's number 22, there's 10, 6.5, 5, I Sucks Dick's Hearts Cinema, so maybe I retroactively changed the name, was uploaded to YouTube June 24th, 2012.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on our big 12-year anniversary.
12-year anniversary. Of saying stuff into some stupid recording device.
Yeah, differing levels of quality and control. Yeah. And we cut the fat out.
Yes.
Or we kept the fat and got rid of... No, one of them's fat.
We trimmed the lean.
we trimmed a lean and we trimmed a porker.
As we said, we had a lot of porker experience.
I guess sometimes Chewy was there.
Yeah.
And there was some other like random shit we did, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
Some guy named Nick from Florida.
That's true. Nick was on quite a bit. Forgot about that.
We had maybe an Alex from England.
Yeah.
I think so.
Did we do one episode at Dan's where we had three Brits?
Ooh. Yeah, probably. Yeah, we're all over the place.
And then we decided that it was better if it was just the two cats.
Yeah.
No.
And we were right.
No pigs, no wolves. Yeah. Well, sometimes wolf, but. Not very often.
We let the pigs and wolves do their own fairy tale, where the wolf tries to blow their house down.
Yeah.
That seems like none of my business.
No suicidal pandas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No raccoons. Yeah. I think Luke did a couple.
Yeah, he did. And he would love to do another.
Hmm.
And will not be. No. Like, he's asked me in the last... 2 months.
Good for him.
Fully no sold him.
I like the last time I saw him. This is VCW I Suck Dick's wrestler Zeus McFly.
Yeah.
Where
I've known him since 2001.
That's wild.
I've known him.
The fact that he's still alive.
I have known him well over half my life at this point.
That's disgusting. I like last time I ran into him. And he wanted to, like, get in contact. I made him give me his number.
Yeah.
And that
was
like,
a real don't call us. I was like,
there's no way I'm giving Luke my phone number.
No. Or at the time, your address.
Or at the time, my address, where I was living
not far from
several blocks away from him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you could have walked to his house.
Every now and then, he'll send me, like, random messages.
Yeah. Do you ever answer?
On Instagram or on Facebook that I always ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a guy.
That's a dream.
We saw his sister's butthole.
Yep. Anyways. And probably his butthole. We've probably seen every butthole in that.
I mean, probably. Who's not looking at buttholes these days? Anyways.
2023 year-end wrestling awards?
That seems like a bad idea, but let's do it. We got to keep it going.
The either the WrestleMania preview or review like did well views wise.
I don't like this.
What about we're currently I somehow saw that today or yesterday too. Young Billy the Fridge in full drag. It appears to be. I don't know what he's doing. But I support his journey.
Have excellent news for two members of this podcast who are both wrestling.
I hope it's not fat we trimmed. Are they still considered members of the podcast? Do you have great news for Dan and Kelly?
I have great news for Dan and Kelly. They're fired again. due to rainy weather forecasted.
Oh.
Shipwrecked. Canceled? Will now be Saturday, June 29th. More info has been emailed to all ticket holders. This is the worst. Sorry to anyone looking forward to the show tomorrow. But we hope to see everyone next month.
I would like to see them next month, too, but it conflicts with Boom, which I've already agreed to.
Coward. I mean, yeah. Also me, too, I guess.
Also you, too.
Well, never mind. I rescind what I read out loud.
Shit.
Balls. Cock. I mean, it's fine. We were going to miss it anyways.
We were going to miss it anyway. Whatever. That's too bad, though.
It is, but what can you do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
And that is exactly what I will be doing.
That's what we're going to do.
So.
Anyways, end of statement.
End of statement.
Moving on.
Are we doing it?
I guess. Let's continue the trend.
A month earlier than last year.
Don't get used to it, people. Next year, September.
Ooh. WrestleMania review
style. WrestleMania review that style. One year.
Well, I was looking at what the video was that actually the wrestling video recently that did well.
Oh, right.
Against all odds.
No, it wasn't. We didn't review against all odds.
That's a Mania review. And did we do a Mania preview?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Preview did fine. Review did very well.
So a lot of you are pretending you don't like wrestling, but you really do like wrestling. Or it's just that you like us and no matter what we talk about, you're in.
The Mania review has done
poorly. And we're never doing it again.
29 more views than part one of Berserk.
Okay. All right.
An anime.
And that's just the YouTube side. So it could be.
YouTube's the only thing I
did actually check, right?
I could probably check other stuff, but I don't. Actually, no. I have no idea how to check Apple. I think I know how to check Spotify, but don't. And I have no idea how to check Google. And we're not allowed on Amazon. Yeah. But also, who's listening to Amazon podcasts?
People who get free Amazon?
But it's free anywhere.
That's true. That's true.
It's not like it's the podcast is paywalled everywhere but Amazon if you have Prime or something.
Maybe it should be.
Should we paywall the whole podcast?
Paywall the whole goddamn thing.
Pay pig the podcast.
We will pay pig all of you.
I mean, we've got some of you, and thanks, but we would like the rest of you.
It's a small percentage.
It is.
There's a lot of you freeloaders out there.
We have roughly 1 million people who listen.
Mm-hmm.
We have 40 paying members on YouTube, and then, I don't know, another 40 who have sent us money, right?
Yeah.
So that leaves 999,920 people.
Freeloaders. All of you.
Disgusting.
Lazy pigs.
Pigs. Pigs, a lot of you, and not the good paying kind.
Yeah. The stinky kind.
What's the opposite of a pay pig?
Theft hog.
No, that's what that Brazilian girl did.
That's disgusting. Why is it always the penis? Is it the tenderest of meats?
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that.
No. Oh.
I didn't like that.
Hmm.
Were you happy with that? You couldn't have been happy with that.
No.
No. Let's just talk about wrestling.
Did it hit a nerve because you have a tiger penis and that's what Chinese people eat themselves?
They're always after my lucky charms. More sex. And by my lucky charms, I mean penis.
Yeah.
Because they think it's a lucky charm.
Yep. Because it helps them make the sex.
Yeah.
The disgusting Chinese sex.
It doesn't make your dick bigger, Chinese people.
Nothing makes your dick bigger.
Nothing's going to make your dick bigger.
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it's a Joe Rogan joke, but like, if anything made your dick bigger,
yeah,
it would take the first guy 30 seconds to overdose on big dick pills.
Yeah.
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 They're not real.
Yeah, they're not hiding the secret in 3 a.m. infomercials. Yeah.
That only a bunch of washed up porn stars know about.
The ghost of Ron Jeremy.
Hey, don't tell everybody else about this, but this is how you get your dick really big. Anyways.
Who had the best gimmick of 2023?
I got some nom noms. I mean, I don't know how much of a gimmick it is, but I put them both down just because, I mean, they're going to get mentioned later, but, Zack Sabre Jr., Mr. Shit Talk.
Yeah, that's good.
And, Kazuchika Okada, also kind of shit talker.
Yeah.
A little bit. Then one that I'm glad I remembered was Don Fuji as cool skateboarder trying to be one of the Dia Boys.
Did that still make its way into 2023?
Yeah, I think he did it, like, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
That one's still really fun. Obviously,
yeah.
It's
all... Yeah, because, yeah, last year you had Hello Fellow Teens Don Fuji.
Yeah. And then Maki Ito is obviously always in there because she just is delightful and unique.
Neither of us ever said... Oh, I said it in 2021. I'm like, how have we never said Maki
Ito? Yeah, you've definitely said it before. Yeah, yeah. And then, I don't know, Shoko Nakajima is just fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much of a gimmick it is, more of just gear.
Counts.
And then I have, I guess, Dominic Mysterio is a very good one.
I got Dom, yeah.
And then I think number one is pretty obvious, and that's Christian.
That is good. And a thing I did not consider.
That's fine. What do you got?
What was the other one of yours that I also liked and hadn't thought of? Say your things again.
Zack Sabre Jr., Mr. Shit Talk.
I like that one too.
Okada Shit Talk.
Also good.
Shoko Nakajima.
Yeah.
Dom.
Yeah. There's the one after Dom.
Christian.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was Zach.
Christian's gimmick is he just goes after guys who don't have dads.
It's pretty sick.
And then gets them to join his team, and then also gets their mom to join their team, even though she has no right to be on television.
Zero experience.
Yeah, like she's been in the wrestling business for like 40 years.
And has never been,
but has never been in the wrestling business. In front of an audience. Yeah, it's very obvious.
Now she's on national television.
Yep.
And she's 6'5".
Yep.
She's a giant woman.
And as soon as her husband died, she started sleeping with one of the other wrestlers.
So fast!
Very fast.
So fast. So I had Zack Sabre Jr. and Christian.
Okay. Yep, good.
I did have Dom Mysterio. Katsuyori Shibata's phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty silly.
I enjoy it. Apparently, he had a really funny one this week when he and Hook were talking, maybe. Mm. And Samoa Joe came by and said something and left. And then after he left, Shibata said on his phone, "That man is too large to be wearing a floral print." And Toni Storm is good at what she does.
Eh.
It drastically affects the quality of her matches, but this isn't about the quality of matches.
That is true.
This is just about gimmick.
That is true.
And she's funny. So,
I guess.
Good for
her. I don't feel like I ever pay attention to it.
Why is that?
Because she's a white woman.
That's the right answer.
In wrestling.
A WWNW. Yep.
Yep. You want to talk about the worst fed?
Yep.
I got 5 written down.
I got 3.5.
Okay.
I'm open to suggestion.
I put Dragon Gate down because they've dropped off drastically.
They had a slow year.
Yeah, and they don't have. I don't feel like they have the like star power they used to. Even though all of those guys are
really
still
lost
there,
anyone.
But just like KZ does nothing, Yamato does nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of their booking. Yeah,
like it. Yeah, it just seems like they've gone nowhere after having such a strong like 2021.
Yes.
That they're like, they've just been on this steady decline for the last couple years. So that's, I guess, sort of an honorable mention, kind of. And then, I mean, anything AAA does is dog shit.
AAA is my number one.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think they're the worst fed.
I mean, they very easily could be not the worst fed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do anything good. They're all about gimmicks and, like, bringing in just anybody that will work
and
there.
And allowing Vampiro to wrestle.
Well, it's his retirement tour, except for he's probably not going to retire.
But, yeah, bringing in just any... Hey, are you a bad person in wrestling?
Yeah.
Go work for AAA.
Go work for AAA. If you've beaten your wife openly in a public square,
yeah,
then you're a AAA world champion.
Mm-hmm.
The mega
champion. Mega.
I put the NWA for honorable mention.
I put NWA last year. I paid even less attention to them this year, so I didn't even think about them.
Ring of Honor.
I put AEW / Ring of Honor. In the same way you did last
year. Yeah, well, I have Ring of Honor / AEW television.
Yeah.
Because AEW television is some of the worst booked stuff around.
Yeah, even though they have...
Pay-per-views are awesome. Some of the greatest pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But the television is borderline unwatchable.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, number one, I put NXT.
NXT's bad.
It used to be this, like, hotbed of, like, these guys you couldn't, like, wait to see wrestle and stuff. And then, but once you get outside of, like, the top, like, I don't know, five guys.
Yeah.
Everybody's garbage.
Yeah, especially a certain contention.
Especially certain guys who don't have penises.
Especially certain guys who aren't guys in NXT.
Yeah.
The NXT ladies.
The ladies.
Ladies, what are you doing? I mean,
cut it out.
It's partly not the ladies' fault.
No.
In that they're not the ones putting themselves on national television.
After being a wrestler for less than a year.
Yes. And having no desire before 1 year ago to ever be a professional.
Not even knowing what professional wrestling
is. Not even really
was.
Having a very good idea what professional wrestling is.
Yeah. I also love that how many weeks post-draft are we? Like
four?
Four. And how many of those people have not done anything or...
Drew, Blair Davenport is tearing up SmackDown.
Oh,
right now.
Well, what about Dijak? What's he up to?
Yep, he's...
Or Bron Breakker and his one squash match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, glad we called them up to the main roster.
Yeah, and Bron was actually called up before.
This is the second time he's been called up, yeah?
Yeah, so... Yeah, they're doing... What I would describe as not a great job.
Nope.
With
pretty terrible
the call ups. Like Dragunov is the only guy who's done anything.
Yeah, he had
just job clean to Jey Uso, but
it was in.
But also, when you think about it, Jey Uso is the number one babyface on the number one show,
sure
which is a crazy. Where did all the babyfaces
go? Well, that's because Seth freaking Rollins is hurt.
Thank you for using his full name.
It's a legal government name. I can't.
I appreciate.
It's like a Chad Michael Murray. You can't call him...
Who's Chad Murray?
You can't call him Chad Murray.
Who the fuck is Chad Murray? Yeah.
Zachary Ty Bryan. You
Philip Hoffman?
Oh.
Disgusting.
That's weird.
Yeah, right?
That's weird.
Yeah, just some it doesn't work.
Yeah. Courtney Vance? Where's the P?
Nowhere.
It's B. I know.
Courtney Pig Vance.
Oh, Courtney Penis Vance, because it's huge. He's a thick hog.
There's no way Courtney Vance doesn't have a great penis.
Isn't he the husband of... No. Angela Bassett?
I could see that.
And I think you got to have a pretty big wiener to satisfy the bitchiest bitch that ever bitched. They had to give her an honorary Oscar just so that she wouldn't make a scene this year.
Look, she's gonna be so mad. No. So we gotta give her something.
Am I being racist that it could be Courtney B. Vance or it could be Isaiah Washington?
Ooh.
Is it racist that they could be one or the other?
Let's see. It's married to Angela Bassett. You're okay. You're safe. You're safe for another week.
Good. I can't wait to make a racist mistake next week.
Yep.
All it's about, coming. I'm all about every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the nice week. This is the polite week. Next week.
Oh.
Look out, Armenians. I'm coming for
We're
you.
We're coming. Kardashians.
Yeah. Serge Tankian.
Serge Tankian.
Name me a second guy in that band.
Nope.
There's a guy named Darren, but I don't know what his last name is.
That's pretty good. That's one better than
There's a lot of V's and I's and L's in his name, I think.
There's like a Vivek, Vivisection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Victor Vivisection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones you got? One was AAA,
WWE, and AEW/ROH, even though WWE has definitely improved.
Oh, yeah.
But
I didn't even include WWE.
You don't have to.
Nope.
But I think they are still a very underachieving promotion. And that includes NXT,
sure,
which is terrible. Because for a while, in the good NXT...
It's the third brand.
In the good NXT years, it was always WWE is the worst fed, except NXT, which is like this awesome indie fed, basically.
Yeah.
And then they killed that with NXT 2.0. And then...
Well, it was a little bit before 2.0, though. So, it was on the decline.
It was definitely on the decline. And then it got somewhat better from 2.0, yeah. but at best plateaued or even kind of gone back down since then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Would you like the best technical, the Bryan Danielson Memorial Award?
Yes.
I put 5. I could have put lots more, but I didn't want to do too many.
I put 4, but 2 are tied.
I put... Why I put? I don't know. But I put Axiom down.
He's good.
I feel like he's very technically sound, but he also does a lot of flippies.
Yep, you can do both. He's Spanish.
He can
do anything. He's a real Charles II.
He is a real Charles II.
Yeah.
That's why he wears the mask. He's got to cover up that jaw.
They needed a special mask.
A special mask.
You can't buy that off the rack.
A metal mask.
A metal mask.
I don't know. I like there's no real shockers in this one. It's the good ones.
No. So, sometimes the words are obvious. Yeah.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Yep.
Gunther.
Mm.
Claudio.
Yep.
And surprise, surprise, number one. Bryan Danielson
is my number one. Zack Sabre is my number two. And tied for third are both astronauts of Fuminori Abe and Takuya Nomura.
Okay.
Who had 45 minutes of technical wrestling against each other last year in a very good match that isn't on my list, but is on some other people's.
Mine either. Most improved.
Colin Mockery.
Who did the most improved?
Colin Mockery. Mm. Ryan Stiles?
Yeah. Greg Proops.
Greg Proops.
Noted bisexual guy, Wayne Brady. Although, how many men has he been with? I don't know. 0.
Oh, he's one of those?
I think so.
He's a bisexual for clout?
I think so.
Nice. Tony Slattery?
Tony Slattery, yeah.
Mike McShane.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Big guy.
I was like, the guy from Seinfeld who, curses Kramer and then they have to do like the, pluck an eyelash, blow it out, do a spin the right way.
Yeah.
And then they do like the pick 'em thing, but Kramer keeps starting on himself. And he goes, no, one more time. But then he always starts on himself. So he always loses it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a name too. Oh, but his name is like,
yeah, he has like a gimmick name.
Yeah, his gimmick name. Fucking out. Now I want to know what it is.
Is he like a single namer? He's like a Newman.
I don't remember.
I think he's a single namer. But yeah, British Who's Line had some good folks. Was Tony Slattery a song guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of handsome.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Franklin Delano Romanowski.
Of course. So it was a gimmick name, but it wasn't a single name.
FDR. They call him FDR. That's right. That's right. That's very good.
Fun. How about that new Seinfeld movie? Looks pretty good.
There's a new Seinfeld movie?
Seinfeld movie.
I had no idea.
Unfrosted?
I had no idea.
Oh, really?
This is news to me.
Oh, it's a fictional story of the founding of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, to make fun of the Cheetos one?
Yeah. Adam gave it a violent 1 out of 10.
Oh, you know who's not... You know who, like, low-key is a fucking loser?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah.
He's not funny.
He's not funny. He's really not.
Yeah.
How about Brad Sherwood? That's a good one.
Yes. I do remember Brad Sherwood.
And then some of the first season stuff has Jonathan Pryce and Stephen Fry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have them all on DVD.
Nice.
Somewhere over there.
I love Jonathan Pryce.
Me too. Yeah. And I like Stephen Fry.
Well, obviously. Everyone loves Stephen Fry. Except, I guess, the right wing.
Or his own brain.
Or his poor brain.
His poor, gay, demented brain.
My gay, gay, gay brain.
Most improv'd. I have four.
I have three.
Number four, I said most improved, but I think it's directly affected by his stature in the company. Because it's not like
Triple H.
It's not like he wasn't good. It's just nobody ever got to see it, and now you got to see it.
That's fair. I've had ones in the past where I haven't put it down because they've wildly improved over the previous year or whatever, but they're nowhere what they were years prior. Like, perfect example, like 2017 Samoa Joe.
Right.
Because, like, NXT Samoa Joe, million times better than late TNA Joe.
Yeah.
But nothing like early 2005 Ring of
Honor. Or even early TNA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, those ones are tricky.
I put Chad Gable.
Sure.
As my number four.
Yeah.
Just because he actually got to do shit.
He got to do stuff, yeah.
And he looked
He's probably always been that good.
Probably.
But has not had a lot of
never
opportunity.
Never got to see it.
Since they were doing American Alpha tags in NXT.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, those American Alpha versus the Revival matches.
Holy shit.
So good.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I got three. I guess they're ranked, but who's to say? I got Trick Williams.
Kate,
who was
smack that trick? Is that his catchphrase?
I believe whoop that trick. Which I don't understand.
You know why? Because look at how light your skin is. It's not for us, Scott.
But like, his name is Trick.
Yeah.
But people chant whoop that trick.
Yeah.
Are they chanting whoop that comma trick?
No, they're telling him to whoop other tricks.
Well, then he
trick
should...
Trick-ass marks.
Well, that's the thing. I would be fine if he was whooping tricks.
Sure.
If he wasn't
called
Trick.
I don't know.
It's very confusing.
You're leaving it up to a bunch of white old men to let this happen. So blame Michael Hickenbottom.
I will blame Michael Sean Hickenbottom.
Yeah. I don't know if mine are ranked, but I put Shota Umino.
That's a good one.
Because he went from, you know, young boy to now one of the new four pillars, I guess.
Yeah.
And then along with that, I also put Yoda Tsuji.
Yep.
Because Tsuji was kind of a nobody.
Yeah, in 2022.
Yeah.
Not much.
And now he's like, I mean,
I was a guy.
Some would argue he's like the number two of LIJ, I guess.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Depending on
only
the
because
day.
They don't always let the other one do a lot. He does some stuff, but I put those two. I would have put the other ones, but one of them's getting mentioned later, and the other one's fine.
The other one's fine.
He's ugly, let's put it that way. He's too ugly to be on this list. I got one more left. What do you got?
I got the keeping on the New Japan tip. I got Master Watto.
Okay.
Who never did anything good and we never liked.
That's true.
And then
his gimmick is stupid.
And whose gimmick is stupid. And then at Wrestle Kingdom, the first week of the year, that four-way match for the junior title we loved. And we're like, oh wait, is Watto cool? And then goes to the finals of and wins Best of the Super Juniors and has a 5-star match with Titan.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, like, blows his knee out of his knee and never wrestled again.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice while it lasted, Watto.
Yeah, but also won the Super Juniors and then didn't challenge for it at the Dome. Challenged for it before, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how...
He was, like, one of the first ones that never didn't cash it in at the Dome.
Well, he wouldn't cash in at the Dome.
Get the next shot. You know, sometimes don't you get the shot at the Dome?
8 months later?
Didn't they do that with Hiromu?
No. Never.
Hmm.
I think you're just crazy.
No, didn't they do that with Hiromu 1 year where he, like...
Well, maybe in a COVID year where Super Juniors was December.
That's true, yeah.
This was in May.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He got a title shot.
Hmm.
Wait, I think he got a title shot.
I honestly don't remember.
Now I'm not so confident in that. But he certainly didn't win if he got a title shot. But, yeah, he must have done a thing, so, yeah, there's the Teton match, and yeah, he wrestled Hiromu at Dominion, yes, and lost, and, a good time was had by all. Damn, they had a 4 3/4 match. Although, 8.19 on cage match, so 4 3/4 maybe.
Doesn't really match up.
Slightly high. But that's fine. I'm looking forward to this year's Dominion. Moxley Evil.
So good. That's what I want. I want those Evil main events.
Evil with his second world title match in less than a year. Always good.
Always good. Not going to be any dog shit at all. Everything's going to stay in the ring. Just two guys wrestling each other.
I feel like Moxley said something about like ending House of Torture. So if this is the means to that end, great.
That would be nice. I would be fine with that.
Yeah. Just kill it.
Just get rid of it.
Dump it.
Dump the whole thing.
I've been telling you to dump it for so long, New Japan. And so has literally every New Japan fan.
Yeah, everybody has been telling you to
this
stop.
This is killing your fucking promotion.
They don't care.
I think they, not specifically House of Torture, but I think maybe the corporate suit president, not Tanahashi, but
yeah.
The other guy, Okatani, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Said like, hey, we hear you. We hear you that New Japan is bad. Give it some time and it'll be better.
I don't believe you.
I don't know if I believe them, but the mere acknowledgement is something.
They're like, hey, we're doing a bad job at this, so we're going to stop doing a bad job.
Now, it could very much be Vince coming out on Raw in 2018 or 19 or whatever, and was like, we're going to do what the fans say, and then just like somehow make it even worse.
We're listening. We're listening to all of you. JK, we don't care about you at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Fuck you, we have your money.
Pretty much.
I've said Trick Williams and Master Watto, and I have one left.
I said Umino and Tsuji. Again, I think it might just be partially the placement on the card and letting them do a lot more. But I feel like he did like develop himself a lot more as a wrestler,
mm-hmm.
rather than just like what he had been doing before. But I put Swerve as number one.
Yeah. I get that, because like he's been good for a while,
yeah.
But
he was kind of, I feel felt like he was a little gimmicky.
Kind of, and he, until 2023, didn't get to do a lot in AEW.
Yeah. Oh, he was going to have that blow-off match with Keith Lee.
That'll come up, don't worry.
Okay.
Do not worry.
Yeah. And who do you have left?
I have Mina Shirakawa, who is the equivalent to my last year's Saya Kamatani, who, like, stardom girl who was good, but is now, like, you should watch their match on the show.
Right.
And hopefully no one stomps her teeth down her throat again.
Well, you know.
Which I believe was Saya Kamatani.
It's going to be hard to do that when you have so few people to wrestle.
Yeah.
Just as long as you stay on the good side of the 8 other people you're wrestling,
then
you're fine.
Yeah. RIP stardom. Although it seems like, I think, less left or are leaving than expected.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like it was mainly just those 4 that are now in Marigold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, it seemed like at a point, like, it could be, like, three quarters of
that,
the
yeah,
roster.
That's definitely what they were saying. And then they were, like, concerned that Starlight Kid was going to leave. And they're like, oh, all these, like, please don't leave us. And now they're like,
Now it's really not that many. Like, Julia, who's not even really going to Marigold. She's going to WWE.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, Hayashi Shida?
Yep. Momo Watanabe. It's not. A girl.
Marigold first show.
A female wrestler.
Dream Star fighting Marigold.
Yeah. Mai Sakura and Mirai.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mirai, Mai Sakurai. Yeah, Hayashi Shida, and that's about it. Which is a lot less than people were expecting. So good for Stardom, I guess.
You did it.
You're
congratulations,
not,
Stardom.
You're not dead.
You did it.
Yeah.
You kept most people.
What do we got? Best feud / storyline?
Yeah.
I got a bunch. Are they ranked? Not really.
Does
it matter? I don't know.
I probably could have thought harder on this one, but there was only, well, one that was important to me.
Okay.
I have three, but there's only one that was important to me. And like, one of them is just, it's not even a storyline. It's just the best thing that happened all year.
Sure. So I got a bunch, so I'll blaze through some. Eddie Kingston, Make-A-Wish Kid.
Ah, that was, I meant to put that on there.
Put it down.
No, it's too late now.
Throw that shit on.
No, it's too late now.
You can enact your one steal. Eddie, I don't like, because it's not like he's dying, or maybe, well, he is now because his leg's been shattered, but in 2023, it's not like he's dying or retiring or anything. He's just like, hey, I'd like to do every dream match I've ever wanted, please. And they're like, okay.
Could I please go to Japan and meet Kawada?
Yeah. Could that I meet would Kawada? Be cool. Could I be in the G1? Could I wrestle Akiyama? Could I wrestle Shibata? Yeah, you can do all
that. Yeah, you can do all that, Eddie. Yeah. We love you.
So that was nice.
Yep.
What else we got? Oh, the absolutely cursed WWE women's
tag titles.
So good.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, are you a WWE women's tag team champion? You're going to blow out your ACL real soon.
One of you's getting hurt. Yeah. It's up to you which one it is.
Yeah. You guys decide, but someone's getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, who do we have there? Like, Sonya Deville.
Sonya was like third. It was like
Rousey and Baszler.
It was
Rousey broke
her
arm.
Io and
Dakota
Kai.
Yeah.
They lost them to Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, and Liv immediately got hurt.
And then didn't Raquel also get hurt?
And then I think Shayna and Ronda won them, but Ronda got hurt, so Shayna turned on her to get Ronda off TV.
Yeah,
and Liv and Raquel won the titles back in that match, but that was when Raquel got hurt.
That's right.
Then
so good, yeah. Because Ronda and Shayna won them at Mania,
yes, and unified the NXT and main roster.
And Ronda's arm was already broken,
yes,
going into the match where they won it.
Yes,
very funny.
Very well. We're going to change the booking because somebody's hurt. And then I believe when Liv and Raquel got hurt, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville won them, and Sonya immediately blew out her ACL, and then they replaced her with Piper Niven.
Laughing, but it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, those belts have been cursed since day one.
Oh yeah.
When
Sasha and Bayley won them, it held them for a month, and then lost to the Iconics at Mania.
Yep. So they could have their moment.
Who? The Iconics?
Yeah. They deserve it. And then Casey and KC won them.
They did, and shout out to you for remembering that.
Yeah, it's KC and KC.
I sure as fuck.
They're my favorite tag team.
Yeah, so... Don't
ask me what the other ones... Is it Cade and Carter?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good for you. And Katana Chance!
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2023 started with Io and Dakota.
Yeah.
And they lost to Becky Lynch and Lita.
That's right. And then it became Trish because Trish took out Lita.
Yeah.
So that she could take the tag titles and turn on Becky.
That's right.
And cost Becky the tag titles.
And then I was wrong. Raquel and Liv
won
beat
them.
Becky and Lita.
Yeah.
And then Liv got hurt. And then vacated them.
Yeah.
And then it was won by Rhonda and Shayna, one of whom had a broken arm.
Yeah.
Who's to say who. And then they lost to Raquel and Liv again.
Yeah.
Who then got hurt again. They held it for 16 days.
Yeah.
And then they lost to Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
Who Sonya Deville got hurt.
Yeah, and then
they got replaced by Piper Niven.
And then Casey, and that takes them to 2024.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
Great year.
Beautiful.
Big year for
beautiful.
The titles. Yeah. What else we got that was funny or legitimately good? I think because I try to actually write stuff down as it comes to me over the year so I don't have to try to remember the whole year at the end of the year or even the next May.
Yep.
But I think in the midst of it, I wrote Adam Cole MJF, which by the end of the year won Wrestling Observer worst storyline of the year. But they were fine for a while.
Well, they were. But the thing was that they were feuding with Jay White.
MJF feuded with Jay White.
Yeah, but then like everybody else around the storyline got hurt. So then that's why they had to do like the win the Ring of Honor tag titles and then stretch that out as long as you could.
Yeah.
Because everybody else that was supposed to be involved in the storyline all kept getting hurt.
Yeah, I think I definitely wrote it down before Adam Cole got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler from last September.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's nowhere.
He's never wrestling again.
I guess not.
First his brains were mush.
Yeah.
Now his ankle's mush.
Yeah, he's had a run of shit.
He's not going to be wrestling late into his 40s.
I'm thinking no.
No.
Because like, they're not even using him on TV, right? But they did a few times.
They did a little bit.
In, like, the last few months.
They did a little bit, yeah.
But
it's just been it's just been Roddy and the Kingdom.
Yeah.
It hasn't even really been Wardlow, has it?
No, he's also disappeared.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, it's not going great. What else we got? The going back from 2022, the Bloodline storyline minus losing to Sammy at the show before Mania, up to the storyline completely jumping the shark at SummerSlam when Jimmy turned on Jay.
Yeah.
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 So it was a mostly good half year.
Yes.
And they had a good full year in 2022. It was actually all like no complaints in 2022. It was like a really well put together story.
Yeah.
But
and then Mania happened. Then that was the climax of the tag titles. And then things went great.
It went up and up and up from
perfect.
There.
The storyline they had been building for 2 years didn't end with Jay and Cody winning the tag titles for 30 seconds, and then
On a B pay-per-view.
On a B pay-per-view.
Name the pay-per-view.
Backlash.
I think it was something else, but what?
Roadblock.
Was there a pay-per-view in 2023 called Payback?
Sure.
What do you think?
I mean, the easy answer is yes.
But it's just as easy, no.
I guess.
WWE Payback 2023 promising occurred in September. I think that could be Cody and Jay. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on. No, that was Kevin and Sammy losing to the Judgment Day.
Okay.
And I think Cody and Jay beat Judgment Day the next pay-per-view, which was equally... of course, it was Fastlane. Payback and Fastlane, back-to-back. The nerve.
I'll tell you, man. Where's bragging rights in all this?
The nerve of doing that.
Doing two babies that sound the same?
That no one could possibly care about.
No.
Like, what was the main of Fastlane?
Seth.
October 2023.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yes. If you get this, I will versus... shit. I will absolutely shit, Drew.
Who would have Seth freaking Rollins wrestled in October of 2023?
I can give you a hint, but I fear it's too good a hint.
Oh.
But do you want it? Or do you want to pull something?
I don't know. Logan Paul.
No.
Dominic Mysterio.
The hint is, it's someone they were using as a pawn. Someone the company was using as a pawn to lure someone else. I've given Drew a seizure.
Draw. To bring some... Drew McIntyre?
No. Seth freaking Rollins retained the World Heavyweight Championship in nearly half an hour in a last man standing match against Shinsuke Nakamura, who WWE was using, to Kazuchika Okada, right. Hey, we do stuff with Japs.
Look, 30
you
minutes.
Could, look, you could be this guy.
That's right.
And then he didn't.
And then now what's he doing?
He's beating Dax Harwood to retain the Continental title on Dynamite this very week.
I more meant Nakamura.
Oh, Okada didn't sign. Mm. And
so they punished him?
So they punished Nakamura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he what? Lost in the first round of the King of the Ring tournament?
I don't think he was in it.
Nope.
I don't think he's done shit about fuck.
And I don't think he cares.
Nope.
I think he'd rather be surfing anyways.
He's surfing. I've got three left.
Well, I'm stealing the Eddie Kingston one, so oh, yeah. I have two left.
Okay.
One was just the Okada, a 30-year-old man, hates the kids.
the youngest angry vet.
Yeah, he just had enough of them.
Just enough.
Hey, Kazuchika, on your way out, do you mind putting over? No.
Not a one.
Don't even ask
me. Not a
me.
Single one.
Yeah.
I will lose zero matches in my last 6 months.
Hey, maybe help this company move forward so that when you come back in several years, we'll be in really good standing.
Absolutely.
How about this? How about I win every match,
yep,
and then I leave?
And then I vacate my trios titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that Oleg Bolton can get it. Or Bolton cool. Oleg, whatever.
Are we clear on
there's
what
no
is...
clear.
I've seen both. 50%.
Yeah. I don't know if it's... Because I think his name is Oleg Bolton.
Oleg seems like more of a first name.
But I think they're doing Bolton Oleg because it's the Japanese style of last name first name
second.
But
they don't do that with any other
word. I know, it's very weird.
So I don't know what to make of it.
Maybe he's trying to be a naturalized citizen.
If there's any Eastern Europeans or Western Asians...
There is one Eastern European.
...would care to weigh in on what this guy's fucking name is...
Well, he's Kazakhstani, which is weird... And it has him listed as Oleg Bolton. And his Twitter is Bolton Oleg.
Gah!
But his handle is at Oleg Bolton.
No! So even his Twitter
even
is not consistent.
Even his Twitter is not consistent.
That's very annoying.
Figure his hair out.
So what's his, not his at, what did he type as his username?
Bolton Oleg.
I'm going to go with that until I hear it. But Cage Match is Oleg Bolton.
Cage Match is Oleg Bolton.
Fuck!
And his at is at Oleg Bolton.
Hate it.
So, I don't know. And it's that Cage Match says that his legal government name is Oleg Bolton. So, I don't know, man.
Somebody has to let us know. What's this guy's fucking name?
What's his fucking problem?
I think you're...
Who do you think you are?
I think you're too young for this, because you're but a baby. But when, spoiler, 2023 Wrestler of the Year, Kota Ibushi, came on the scene, nobody could figure out this guy's fucking name.
Really?
It was either Ifushi Kota or Kota Ifushi. Spoiler, it was neither. It was Kota Ibushi. Mm. But, like, the Western Hemisphere didn't get that dude's name right for like 2 years.
Hmm.
And I don't know why it happens with just very select wrestlers and others. It's very clear what their fucking name is.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, God, it's weird.
This guy's got some fucking mitts on him. He's holding a monster energy
God, it
drink.
It's like a baby can.
It's huge.
It's like Andre the Giant holding a
baby
can.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Wow.
Big old mitts on him.
Good paw. Big strong paws.
Big strong paws. It's a shame that one of his partners is terrible and his other partner is old.
But at least they're not both old and terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Yano's not young.
No. I would, yeah, he is. Yano is terrible and not young.
Yeah.
Tanahashi is old and not terrible. Not terrible. Yeah. It's the perfect trio.
But yeah, just Okada just not wanting to step aside and let, you know, like help the next generation carry the company was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
Well, that's why you don't let Kiyomiya kick him in the face, because then he's like, fucking young kids.
I'll kill him.
Yeah. Even though Okada's a young kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number three, I guess, was just Japan altogether. Just like everyone working with everyone and getting a bunch of cool matches. Your Miyahara Nakajima's, your second example. But yeah, just everyone worked everywhere and it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very interesting that they're all like working. Well, they were all working together to stop WWE.
Yes.
And then Noah was like, nah, we're going to
do stuff with them.
We're going to start working with WWE.
We're cheeky.
Yeah. yeah. I only have one left.
I got two left. Okay. So I'll say one of them and let me specify that, I wrote these throughout the year, and I wrote this one pretty early in the year, and that I actually made a note after the fact.
To remind you what it was?
As a clarification, because my number two is the trials and tribulations of Bray Wyatt, and then I wrote in brackets, I wrote this before he died. Would I have still written it after he died? Absolutely. Because the dying was the icing on the cake.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Like, this fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
Was he ever not under contract?
I don't think so.
Okay. He had one. He wrestled at WrestleMania 2021.
Yes.
That was the Orton Jack in the Box match.
Yeah.
And then he didn't wrestle.
Well, he got COVID.
He got COVID.
Real bad. Like the bad COVID, real COVID.
Unvaxxed COVID.
Yeah. And then had a hard time recovering from it. And then while recovering from it, they were like, hey, you look fat. You should lose some weight. So now not only is he fully trying to recover from COVID, he's also trying to lose weight, which, spoiler alert, neither of them happened.
That's correct. And he didn't wrestle from Mania 2021 to Royal Rumble 2023?
I do not think so.
That's what I have in my head. Whether that's accurate, who's to say? Because I think he came back like right at the end of 2022, right? But didn't wrestle till the Rumble.
Correct.
Correct?
His first match back after WrestleMania 2021 was a live holiday tour show Boxing Day of 2022.
That's right. He did a couple like non-televised before the Rumble.
He did three against Jinder Mahal.
Sweet.
Then he did the good match. It only went 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It seems like it went 40.
It does. It was the longest 5 minutes of our lives.
Then he did a dark match.
Yeah.
Then he did two Road to WrestleMania, also pitch black matches.
Yeah, because he was going to wrestle Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Until Brock Lesnar said, fuck that, I'd rather wrestle Omos.
Hey.
And so he did.
And so he did. He did a dark match on SmackDown. He did a second dark match on SmackDown.
Great.
And then two lights out street fights in February. Both against LA Knight. Everything's against LA Knight.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we didn't specifically say, but his one televised match between WrestleMania 2021 and his death was Royal Rumble 2023 in a Mountain Dew pitch black match against Los Angeles Knight. Nothing drives home the point of a super spooky, scary monster man in his first match back in nearly 2 years than a corporate sponsorship and black lights.
He had a spooky new mask. And he body
a,
paint.
He had a spooky new mask. He had body paint, and his buddy Uncle Howdy showed up and
did the best move
and straight up missed a big old elbow drop onto a bunch of foam.
So he did the Firefly Inferno match in December of 2020. Then
was that the Randy Orton?
That was Randy Orton. That was when Randy lit him on fire, and then he
so funny.
Yeah,
that was when babyface Randy Orton
lit
heel
Bray Wyatt's
house on fire.
And then what's her fucking name?
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss blew the fireball in Randy's face.
Yes.
Yeah. So he did that match, then didn't wrestle for 4 months.
Yeah. Because
he was something.
Because he was sad.
Sad, sorry. Because his best friend died of the same thing he died of, but we're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had more.
Oh, no. Yeah, and then did WrestleMania, then didn't wrestle again.
So he had two televised matches December 2020 to his death summer-ish 2023.
It was the first SOS Shipwreck show. The outdoor show.
Which that's take us to August.
That's when we found out.
Can I pull the date?
Nope. Probably.
I feel like it's the 17th or 20th. 24th.
Autism.
Am I right?
Who knows? I don't know. Look it up.
I can't look it up because it wasn't taped and there are no results.
That's right.
I can look it up at home because I have the something. But
isn't that a feather in your cap?
Mean.
Yeah, I remember we found out at the show because one friend of us, not the pod.
Let's be clear, enemy of the podcast.
Kikyo made a really big deal out of it as if she knew him personally. And
well, I don't know if she knew him personally. I think just maybe it might have
hit home a little too close to home
personally for her.
Don't get us wrong. We like her. We're not being mean to her.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. And the only one I have left is just Phil Brooks versus himself.
CM Punk worst in the world, All Out 2022 to All Out 2023.
It should just be called Phil Brooks can't help himself.
Can't fucking just help himself.
Can't stop being Phil Brooks.
The best.
CM Punk is such a piece of garbage.
No one. Has had a funnier 1 year run in a company than Phil Brooks, AEW, All Out 2022 to All Out 2023.
Almost not All Out 2023. He had to be convinced.
To 1 week before All Out 2023, All In 2023. Yes. He did not make it. I believe he was fired before All Out.
Yeah.
Maybe the day of. Maybe the weekend of, I think.
Honestly. Was he also getting married that day? Don't worry, that's definitely not going to come up later.
Fun.
Yeah, Phil just can't stop being Phil. Ah, Philly Phil.
Philly,
get Phil. Away from me, you cancer. You
cancer.
Damn. I mean, so far he hasn't burned any bridges in WWE, but that's because he's been hurt since his first match back.
He has had a Bray Wyatt level of matches.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like he's so fragile now.
Yeah.
Because he's still trying to wrestle as if he's like, you know, prime WWE CM Punk.
Yeah.
Instead of a guy who's barely wrestled for oh my, 7 years?
Didn't wrestle 14 to 21. Yeah.
Look at him. What a guy.
Did I see his first match back live? Of course.
Cool. There we go. All Out 2021 is a cool
feather in my cap.
Cool break. It is a feather in your cap. Yeah, I mean, he just can't not be like he'll be. I like that he puts on this like big persona of like, I don't care, man. Like, literally, it's not a big deal. Like, what am I going to be like backstage starting a fight with somebody? Like, no, that doesn't interest me at all. But then that's all he does.
It's very funny.
It's so funny that he'll like tell you to your face that like, you know, no, there's not poo on your face. And then meanwhile, he's been smearing his poo on your face the whole conversation. Like a chimpanzee just crapping his hand.
It's probably what Cole Cabana feels like.
Probably. But yeah, Phil just can't stop being Phil.
No.
Like he can't be happy.
No.
Nothing makes him happy.
No, he was hurt deeply and often in his youth, apparently, because he's holding on to some shit.
Yeah, that's also why there's no alcohol, no drugs.
Yeah. And if anyone should be doing it, it's him. There's no way. There's no way alcohol and drugs would make Phil worse.
No, might make him more tolerable.
Mm-hmm. Give it a try, Phil.
Give it a try, Phil. Cheat on your wife, Phil.
Break edge at 48 or whatever the fuck you are.
I think he might actually be 48. 45.
Oh, he's a young man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's your age.
Because he's... How many matches has he had where he hasn't gotten hurt since All Out? Because he... Or even before that. Because he broke his... The foot break was 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that put him out for a bit. And then he... Yeah, then he came back, had a match with Moxley on TV the like days before their pay-per-view match. He won, and then Moxley beat him like 4 days later at the pay-per-view, in which he tore his tricep, and then had a fun press conference. And then he didn't wrestle for quite a while. Then he came back and did some AEW. Oh, I guess he didn't get hurt on his way out of AEW. He just got hurt his first match in WWE. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good for him. but yeah, and it was when he came back, he, against all odds, like, got worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like as a person.
Yeah.
Like, and the shit he was pulling.
Yeah.
Because, like... He was, like, solely responsible for, like, a soft roster split.
Yep.
Between Dynamite and Collision.
Yep.
And then he was
and just, then like, getting people he didn't like removed from things.
Like, Chris Daniels, the nicest man in the world who no one has ever had a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
Because Daniels is too close to Colt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just Tony Khan being the biggest cuck in the world... Never saying no.
Nope.
And never, like, brokering anything. Like, if something... Because there was talk about, like, setting up some kind of meeting between the
elite.
The Brawl Out participants in 2022.
Yeah.
That just never...
Yeah, and happened. Then even when Phil talked about it, he made it seem like I wanted to do it. I was all for it, and those guys backed out. And then
I don't think you
ask anybody else, you're like, no, Phil didn't want to talk to anybody. It's like,
yeah,
he can't stop lying.
Yeah,
he can't stop pretending like he's the good guy.
Yeah,
but like everybody knows he's the bad guy.
Everybody knows he's the bad guy. He's great.
Yeah,
he's a
maniac.
Number one storyline of the year. Whatever the fuck Phil's doing,
maniac. Is the other one you have Vince McMahon?
That was everything I had.
Okay, I didn't write Vince either, but... I mean, there was so much Vince stuff over the last several years that...
Yeah, I mean, there'll be Vince stuff for 2024.
For sure. Yeah. That's going to be the majority of the podcast is talking about Vince.
But yeah, 2022, both of our number ones was Vince all capitals, and I've already written Vince all capitals for 2024.
Never ends.
There was less in 2023 because I think we kind of rolled the beginning of 2023 into the 2022 talk.
I think we did
with the forcing his way back in and the Vincent Price mustache and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Vincent Price mustache. So good.
So good.
No one told him he shouldn't do it, and so he just did it.
So conversely, worst feud / storyline, typically our favorite category.
I've got five.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.5, 7.5, 8, 9, 10. 10, 11, 12. Should I go first?
Probably.
Keith Lee, Shane Strickland.
Sure.
Tag team champions in 2022.
Yeah. Like each other.
Liked each other. But liked each other for a while. But even while tag team champions, like Strickland started doing heel stuff and Keith Lee didn't like it.
Didn't
clearly building to a split, which happened.
Not a fan.
And then post-split, they did not wrestle each other in any way or even really engage with
each other. Oh, and then Keith dyed his hair blonde, platinum white.
Yeah,
Keith. Started teaming with Dustin for some reason.
Keith turned into a wizard for a while.
Yeah.
And then also just, like, goes, like, bouts of several months with no wrestling because... Because
him and his wife can't stop giving each other COVID.
And then, like... suddenly is certainly the wrong word, but at the end of 2023, so 15-ish months after they broke up as a tag team, and 17-ish months after they started to not get along, they finally set up a match between the two. And for the last day, it was like the December 30th.
Yeah.
2023 pay-per-view, which then everyone's like, oh my god,
it's finally,
they're actually doing it. JK, Keith Lee needs both knees replaced. Yep. And it just came up. It somehow right came now. Up after,
surprised us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snuck up on us. We didn't know he was going to need it.
Surprise. I'm paralyzed. Yep. So it didn't even happen and was really, really, really funny that it didn't.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and Keith Lee has not been on television since.
Well, it's
because of the aforementioned needing
to. He's a hefty guy who needed both of his knees replaced.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny. What else we got? Oh, how about the completely worthless reuniting of the Elite? Did you even remember that happened?
Nope.
They had them all because they did like a War Games and they were all back like Bucks, Page, Omega, the works. Ibushi's right. In the mix.
That's right.
And then
Ibushi was taking silly bumps after the match.
But then like nothing, absolutely nothing came of it. Bucks started going heel again, like pretty shortly after with no actual like breakup or anything. And then, Kenny Omega's guts betrayed him, and just the whole thing was absolutely pointless. What else we got? In a sort of a similar vein, the second straight year of everyone in AEW gets injured at the exact same time and completely fucks up the booking.
That's one of mine.
Last year, it was Punk, Danielson, Cole, and O'Reilly at the same time. Mm-hmm. And this year, it was Moxley, Danielson, Cole, and Punk getting fired.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just have the massive list of AEW, like the injury curse.
Yeah.
Dante Martin breaking his leg in that Ring of Honor match. Jamie Hayter getting hurt while women's champion.
And that was a long time.
Yeah, I don't know why she's not back yet. Bandito breaking his wrist right after signing a long-term contract with the company.
Right after signing contract, getting surgery, surgery being botched, needing a second surgery, hasn't been back yet.
Yep.
Britt Baker not injured, but also has not been on television in 9 months.
Yep. Adam Page getting hurt, CM Punk getting hurt, Moxley and Phoenix both injuring each other in the same match. And the guy who was more hurt winning
the title, in an audible.
Very silly.
Yep.
Mark Davis.
We saw Mark Davis.
We did. That was his last match, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Juice having a severe back injury also having appendicitis at the same time.
Yep.
Adam Cole jumping off the ramp and breaking his ankle.
Yep.
MJF breaking his hip doing the top to floor elbow drop
to an already
broken table. Pac being hurt, I don't know, 9 times.
It has, I maybe have it in a different category, but it rained shit on Pac.
Sure did. And then Danielson breaking his arm versus Okada, and then also breaking his orbital bone.
Yeah.
And then Omega getting diverticulitis.
Yeah. Quite a year.
A terrible year.
Yeah.
And there's probably some other ones in there that we missed too.
Matched only by the NXT women's division.
Well, but that's for a different reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got? Related to, in the best storyline, Bloodline jumping the shark at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
with after both Usos turned face like a couple months prior, just like they have no way out of Roman versus Jay. So I don't know, have Jimmy turn them, I guess.
I don't know. Jimmy likes his uncle cousin better than his brother, his twin brother.
What else is fun? Eric Young in TNA, not dead.
That's right. That's right.
Eric Young
killed him on screen.
2022 was canonically murdered.
Yeah, going back to WWE
on TNA television. Was re-signed to WWE. Yeah. Went there, sat there for 8 months, had zero matches, and left and went back to TNA and was unmurdered.
It was a trick.
Funny.
It was a trick of the light.
What else? All caps. The fucking draft.
Draft is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Every year. It's one of those things where Vince just likes doing the draft, although this year wasn't Vince, but last year was Vince.
Last year was definitely Vince.
Loves doing the draft.
Yeah. And then not, and then nothing else to do with the draft.
Just doing
the draft.
Physically doing the draft.
The draft is fun. Anything after is less fun. The booking towards AEW All In, the biggest wrestling show of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like, didn't seem, going into it, like the biggest wrestling show of all time.
No.
Like, a face versus face, but not in the, like, two biggest stars kind of way.
Yeah.
For the world title. And then, like, a bunch of multi-mans and, like, so few marquee matches in front of 81,035 people, if you ask Will Ospreys are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, you know, did no one tell you this was big?
Nope.
Because you should do bigger stuff.
Nope.
They did not do bigger stuff.
The message was not passed on.
No. I mean, the one thing we were going to get and didn't was Danielson Omega, I believe. Mm-hmm. But someone had to break their damn arm wrestling
a mediocre match.
A dirty nip.
Oh.
How many more things do I got? One's kind of a two-parter. One was the booking of Kiyomiya in the G1.
Yeah.
Where he didn't get to do shit. Nope. And it was like, it seemed so clear he was going to get to like do part two with Okada.
Yeah.
And now he'll probably never get to do part two with Okada.
Probably not.
And then pursuant to that, stop doing four block G1s. They fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need 32 people in the G1 having zero good matches.
Yeah, especially when a third of the people are trash. You're just like, oh, you're on the roster? Guess what? You're in the G1 now.
Yeah. I don't need Chase Owens in the G1. I do not.
Bad luck Filet.
I don't need Tongaloa having a legendarily bad G1. Yep. The only bad Will Ospreay match of the year.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what it's for. And also, because of the block, you have, what, you got 8-person blocks, right? So, and, you know, each block has 3 wrestlers you want to see. So you kind of get 3 good matches per block.
But not even always, because even this year, some of them that were supposed to be good were like fine.
Yeah.
But not amazing.
2 blocks of 10, please.
2 blocks of 10.
I don't care if everyone gets
You know what? 2 blocks of 8 is fine.
2 blocks of 8 is also fine.
Yeah.
But 4 blocks of 8 can go fuck itself. That takes me down to 4.
We already said one of mine, which was all the AEW injuries.
We've already basically mentioned 2 of mine and other stuff. Kevin and Sammy post Mania.
Yep, that's pretty terrible.
Just absolutely zero direction. Didn't do anything.
I just in general wrote MJF being an F-slur. Because of all
MJ Efsler.
Because MJ Efsler.
Maxwell Jacob
Efsler. Yeah, I don't know. All of that, like, I'm maybe not coming back. Like, this is the end of my contract. I'm going to go somewhere else. And it's like, why are we incorporating that into, like, why are you as a booker implying that there's other, I mean, obviously there's, but like, why are you letting your star go out there and say, hey, I'm going to go sign with WWE after this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the other guy after this because they're so much better.
That's not a good thing to say on your program.
Horrible booking.
Yeah.
And to follow up with that is I also wrote, even though it was number one best, it's still included in the worst, which is Phil being Phil.
Sure.
Because, like, you don't realize how badly the fans love you and want you to be here, but you just have to sabotage it. Mm-hmm. You can't just be here and have fun. Nope. You have to go.
He did when he first came in 2021.
For like 30 seconds.
He had like a good few months.
Yeah. And where he was really humble and really happy to be there.
Player coach.
Yeah. Player coach, but then he was like, no, I can't.
He's like, fuck these kids.
I have to get my opinions out there and I have to be mad and grumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's still included in bad, even though it's good.
Sure.
And then just, I don't know, all of the Uncle Howdy Bray shit that we're just like obviously never getting an answer to because somebody's not here anymore.
Howdy's coming back, though.
I know, and he's got his Sinister Six or whatever.
It's going to be fucking true. It's going to be so cool.
You know who's going to be in the Sinister Six? Joe Gacy.
Yes, he is.
Gross.
Yep.
That's why they kept him on the roster so long, because they're like, one day, we're going to need you to play a creep.
Yep.
As opposed to doing like whatever like Looney Tunes wacky shtick he's been doing for the last like 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so dumb. Also, he's terrible at wrestling.
But it is
wild that Joe Gacy is still under contract.
CZW's Chainsaw Joe Gacy has been a WWE employee for like 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
Yeah. That is wild. He's not a bad wrestler.
No.
But clearly someone there hates him because he has done nothing but horrible gimmicks.
Unless that's his ideas. Could be his ideas.
Then he can go fuck himself.
They sound terrible, and that's, you know, that's him.
That's maybe true. But yeah, he's the worst. What do I got? Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler.
I mean, that's going to be talked about in my worst match of the year, but yeah.
Me too. It was just so funny. Because, like, they win the women's tag titles with Ronda with a broken arm in, like, May. Ronda is leaving at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So they got to I think they were planning to start things earlier, but couldn't because of the broken arm, because it was even more broken earlier.
Could be.
So the way they do it is I think the match they lost the tag titles, one, it doesn't even matter which, turned on the other, and then they lost the tag titles.
Shayna turned on Ronda.
Shayna turned on Ronda, but that did not stop them from in the next, I wrote it down, wait for it, in the next 3 weeks of television, doing 4 heel face swaps.
Well, it's because they couldn't make up their mind.
They couldn't, in fact.
Yep.
Which is bad.
It's very bad.
And, of course, culminating in an absolutely horrible match that both of them should be ashamed of.
Well, and especially, too, like, I mean, we'll obviously talk about when we get to the worst match, but, like, that is legitimate. That's legitimately one of your best friends, and you fucking Shawn Michaels dieseled it.
It's a nice way to put it.
Like, that's your best friend, and you made her look like dog shit.
With friends like
because
this.
Because you didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if we ever wrestle, and I'm on the way out, I'll put you over. I'll make you look like $1 million.
Thanks, buddy.
Except for I can't, because I'm terrible at wrestling. But
but you would try.
I would try.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happened here. Maybe Ronda was trying, and maybe she's just that bad.
Maybe Ronda was trying, and then hated wrestling so much that she never wrestled again.
Except she wrestled twice.
Yeah. and got hurt both times.
Once on an indie, once on Lucha Vavoom, and once on Ring of Honor.
And got hurt both times, didn't she?
Did she?
Didn't?
I don't know.
No.
You could have.
Yeah, I thought I heard something about her getting hurt on the indie, on the Lucha show.
Entirely possible.
And she has had 3 matches.
Oh, 3.
Because she also wrestled for Revolver Unreal Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Where her and Marina went to a no contest with Athena and Billy Starks.
Cool.
And then beat them at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot who her first match after that WWE was against. Her idol, her trainer, her guy.
Brian Kendrick.
The Brian Kendrick.
She wrestled Brian
Kendrick. It was Ty Valkyrie and Brian Kendrick versus Marina Shafir and Ronda Rousey at Lucha Vavoom.
Oh, I didn't know that. I forgot that.
Also, the Shayna Ronda match was an MMA rules match.
Yes, it was. And they've both done MMA.
Yeah.
So
they're really good at making it look real.
Yeah.
Except they're not, because they didn't want to be there.
That's correct.
Or do the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good. My number two, all caps, fucking AEW women.
Yeah.
Just sort of a general coverall, and not in the same way that people at AEW shows were holding up signs saying, book the women's division better. That's certainly part of it, because the women's division is booked badly. But also, the part that the signs aren't saying is that the women themselves are also bad.
Yeah. And some of them aren't women.
I saw one.
Yep.
Yep.
You smell it. You could smell it from your seats.
I could smell that dick from the 14th row.
Yeah, it is really just like, I feel, well, to be honest, women's wrestling in every fed that's a mixed gender fed.
Yeah.
Is dog shit.
Yes.
Because you have men. But then on the women's shows and women's feds.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Because that's the focal point.
Yeah.
But when you can spend all of your time and effort creatively on the men, and then you're like, oh, we have women too. I don't know. Just have them like not be nice to each other for a little bit. And people will associate with that and think that they're all bitches, and it's fine. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's great. The, I don't think, do I even have specific examples? Not really. Just like,
just everything Britt Baker.
Everything Britt Baker, to the point where she just left.
Yeah. And just like putting the belt on Sheeta just so that they had her have her lose because they needed, just like the dumb politicking or way around that, how that worked.
Yeah. Just everything. Everything was so poorly done.
Yeah.
From the booking to the wrestling to everything.
I wonder if we have the same number one, or we have two separate things.
I think we have
neither one of us has on the other.
I think we
list.
Have entirely different number ones.
Okay.
Because I feel like mine's pretty specific and yours won't be the same thing.
Mine is everything Chris Jericho related.
Okay. Mine is Miro and CJ Perry.
Ah! Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Also, who fucking cares? But yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes, certainly who fucking cares?
Yeah.
But it's like they were doing a storyline that they did not tell anybody else about, including the people running the TV show.
Even
that,
TK.
Yeah, that they were doing the storyline on.
Yeah.
Because it was, everything they did was inexplicable.
Yeah.
First of all, Miro just like wasn't there for 6 months because he refuses to do jobs. Wow. And
what are you gonna lose?
What are you gonna lose? Look like an asshole?
Yeah,
exactly. I'll take the time off.
Fucking
please.
Miroslav Barnyashev, you're gonna Miroslav win every goddamn Barnyashev. Match.
And then started doing some matches again. And then his
real life wife,
who he done multiple cuck angles with in WWE, shows up. And in storyline, he's like shocked.
Yeah.
Did she help him win the first match, or did she just show up? I think maybe she just showed up.
I don't remember.
And yeah, he was shocked and like frightened. And then they just did this, like these series of promos where he's like, I don't want you here or helping. And she's like, good. I don't want to be here or helping either. I'm looking to manage.
I'm scouting
somebody else. Maybe I'll manage Andrade, and then I'll legitimately help Andrade win a bunch of matches. And then you, even though you don't like me, get jealous of it.
Yeah.
And then wrestle Andrade, and then I turn on Andrade and help you win. And then neither of us are ever seen again for 6 months.
And then they get divorced in real life.
Maybe.
I think they might have.
Yeah. But, and Miro gets secretly hurt.
Yeah.
because he was booked for a Meat Madness match in March or whatever, and he's like, "Hey, fuckface Tony, hey, fuckface, my boss. I've been hurt for 3 months." And I believe Keith Lee was in the same boat for that same match, and that's why the match didn't happen.
Even though it still sort of happened.
They
just put some flippy guys in there. Confirmed they did get married. Or did get divorced, sorry.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Sad.
Aw.
I hope it was because of that terrible storyline.
I hope it's because he realized how ugly she is.
Damn.
I don't know. She's not attractive, at least to me.
Was she at some point?
And yeah.
She's worse,
super
right?
fake looking now is what it is. She got like a bunch of Botox or something.
Yeah.
Or like a cheek lift or.
Because I seem to remember at tit tuck. I seem to remember her being kind of hot at some point, but.
Yeah, I think early when she debuted as Lana.
In
yeah.
recent years, not.
Yeah. I think she got some too much work done and she looks disgusting.
Yeah. She's a real Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. That little squirrel face.
Tell me about Chris Jericho.
Just fucking everything Jericho has done for the last, like, probably 3 years across the board. But, like, so he had the terrible feud with Adam Cole that led to that mixed tag match.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible. That like, just seemed like, so, like, all of the stuff early on in the feud was, like, trying to murder each other. And then they finally have the match, and it was, like, a 10-minute TV match.
And it was bad.
Bad. Then that led to the terrible hardcore match that Sabu was the ring enforcer for.
Right.
But then Sabu was doing a bunch of spots in the match.
Sure.
You
tell Terry Brunk not to live his best.
Then he forms a Jericho Appreciation Society.
Yep.
And just does like nothing. He just does promos and is like a guy.
Yep.
Then breaks that up to join with Don Callis, who then immediately turns heel on him.
Yeah.
Which leads
Jericho face.
Which leads to Sammy reteaming with Jericho.
Yeah.
Turning heel on Jericho, getting hurt, being off TV for 4 months,
coming back,
turning face on Callis, and rejoining with Jericho,
and then getting suspended.
just
that's fun stuff.
So like
strong,
terrible,
and then Jericho just like wandering back to being a heel with zero closure to anything with the Callis stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
but also because it was real life heat because everybody hates him because he's a diddler.
Yeah,
not a diddler, a raper.
Yeah, a full raper,
a rapper,
a full on rapist.
Yeah. Fall from grace. I feel like that's always a fun one for
also
us.
So a fun one.
I got.
So,
I've got seven.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11.
You're doing too many.
A lot of people fell from grace.
Cut 4 of them out of there.
I can't.
Oh, to be fair, one of mine is a team and one of mine is a large group of wrestlers. So I guess mine's just as long as yours.
You have like 100.
None of these are in order. These are just how I wrote them down. So I don't have a number one.
Mine are definitely not in order because my last one shouldn't be last.
Gotcha.
Because it's Kota Ibushi, sad face.
I put Kota Ibushi in there. He's number 3 on my list, but that's just how I wrote it down.
Yeah.
If you don't love wrestling anymore, Kota, and you don't like working out anymore, just find something else you like. Stop making us sad because you're sad.
It makes us so sad.
Like
if the Marufuji match had happened in 2023 and not the beginning of 2024, he's number one.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But just fat and not mobile and not agile.
And even though, like, in theory, you were healthy, you had 3 matches?
Yeah.
4?
4. But and even, like, he used to be one of the, like, ultimate, like, ass kickers.
Yeah.
And now his, like, pillowy strikes.
Yeah.
And, like, his forearms are, like, these little weak little, like, I'm tired. Meh.
Yeah, he was, like, one of the best strikers. Yeah.
And he sucks now.
He sucks now.
He sucks now.
He is walking, though.
Oh.
He accompanied...
Took him long enough.
He accompanied someone at Gleet recently and was not on crutches or visibly limping.
Did he get booed?
I don't think he got booed.
I would boo him. If I was there, I would have booed his ass.
I can't boo a Bushi. He's a Bushi.
Nah, I'm booing him.
Here's a fun question. Was he ever my number one wrestler
Probably.
Of the year?
I mean, very easily could be.
Very easily could be. Let me see. He's often very high on my favorite wrestler list, and he was he was both of our 2018 best wrestler in the world, also your 2020 best wrestler in the world, and imagine
Dragons
saying that now. And Dragons.
Yeah, I really...
It's so sad.
Yep. It's real sad that, that's like an ultimate fall from grace. That's from, like, one of the best wrestlers in the world, and not even being old.
No.
And then just not being one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, the fucking, the butterfly effect of that injury in the 2021 G1 finals.
Yeah.
Goddamn. If he hadn't done a Phoenix Splash in that match.
Yeah.
How different the world would be right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right? Crazy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, well. Too bad.
Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck, buddy.
What else we got? Where the hell is Puma King? I love Puma King. Where's his ass at?
Not a wrestler anymore.
All right. What else we got?
Is that really a fall from grace, or is that just a lack of American booking?
I don't know. That seems like a fall from grace. Because
he hasn't wrestled since December.
Damn.
He was doing Mexico Indie.
But like, yeah, just Mexican Indie.
But he hasn't, he did AAA Triple Mania in July last year.
Yeah. And like, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He did a bunch of AAA earlier in the year.
What's the fucking deal?
Maybe he's old and hurt now.
Is he? Does it say his age?
I don't think he's
old. Or is it a secret? I don't think he's old.
He's 33.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he's just beat the shit.
What? Well, sad. What else we got?
Cool, a team with Charlie Manson.
Previously mentioned Bandito.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has had a rough go ever since the second he signed with AEW. Yeah.
He's very injury prone, as are most Lucha guys.
Yeah. What else we got? Wardlow. Not that he was ever... I don't know. But I don't know.
He won number one contender to challenge Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. right? And then, but other than that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanahashi. I might be too late on that one, but...
yeah.
I got a few...
Tanahashi's... Yeah, he's in there.
AEW question mark? Kinda. Certainly in terms of ratings.
Kinda.
And ticket sales.
Yeah.
But those are...
But they don't care about those
things. Two things that they don't appear to care about, nope. So maybe it's not a fall from grace. Just because they still have good matches.
Just do the pay-per-views and that's it.
Whatever.
Yeah. I have two, and I put this in parentheses,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Okay.
Konosuke Takeshita, because he beat Kenny Omega.
Yes.
And then what did he do after he beat Kenny Omega?
That's a great question.
Literally nothing.
Not so
like much. Six-man tags. And yeah. Now he's doing one thing now.
Yeah.
But like.
But has done largely, besides the Osprey match in March, has done largely fuck all in 2024. Yeah.
But that's only sort of, because before, earlier in 2023,
yeah,
did bunch.
Yeah.
But then
and
beat
like,
Omega in September.
In like 2022, he was like indie wrestler of the year, because he worked everywhere.
Everywhere. Because he was trying to get the big money.
Yeah.
The big bucks, go to the big show.
Which he did.
Fucking Ren Narita can suck my ass.
Tough one.
Because they put him in the fucking Bullet Club.
Always a tough one.
Or, sorry, in House Torture.
He's a real, your 2021 biggest fall from grace show.
Yeah, God. What a piece of garbage.
Goddamn, show's been in House of Torture for 3 years.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Remember show?
I do remember.
Remember
show.
Good show?
Remember good show?
Yeah.
I remember good yo, too.
And good yo.
Until they made him... Until show stole all of his gear,
mm-hmm.
and he had to wrestle in tracksuit and no shoes.
That's right.
For the Rambo at mm-hmm. fucking dumb.
Which has been the most he's done in 2024.
Yeah. This one's a fall for grace from grace, but it's a positive one. I'm glad.
Okay.
Jay White.
Sure. Yeah.
Like fair. World champion of one of the biggest yeah. feds in the world to comedy six-man tag garbage in another one.
Yeah. With a brief pay-per-view world title
yeah.
match
yeah.
in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then right back to bullshit.
Right back to bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
I'm glad it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Absolutely.
I also
people do seem to have more so than in the past, at least, shut up about how good Jay White is.
Well, it's because he's doing garbage.
Yeah.
So they only think he's good when he's doing good, in their eyes, good stuff. But yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
So there's the whole, that whole feud. All the six people in that feud, like, everybody fucking sucks in that.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
Who's the, that's an interesting question.
Who's the Anthony Bones, maybe. Bones is pretty good.
And White is probably the second best.
Probably second.
Which sucks.
And then
Caster.
Billy Gunn? No. Maybe. Caster's probably the next one. Yeah, yeah. And then just the Guns are the bottom three.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares? I put the New Day sans Big E.
Yeah.
Because they've just kind of been jobbers.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like, they feuded with Viking Raiders, or was that this year?
I think it's 2023.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
a Raider has been hurt for months and months. And spoiler, the other Raider just got hurt.
Oh, did he?
Ivar's hurt.
Oh, but he was supposed to be in that match at the pay-per-view.
Don't worry, Drew. He's been replaced with Joe Coffey of Gallus.
I like it. Not Mark?
Not Mark.
Not Wolfgang?
Not Wolfgang.
Boo.
Three people who only one person in the world likes. And luckily, he's the booker of NXT.
let me see the last time that What's-His-Face wrestled.
Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Raymond Rowe. Noted cool wedding haver, Raymond Rowe.
I mean, he's a cool guy. He's a very cool guy. What do we got here? Eric's last match. Raymond Rowe. Raymond Wright. September. He has not wrestled since September.
Yeah, so 8 months. And
in a match on main event against Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin.
Cool. When was his last real match?
On Raw the week before.
Okay.
Against Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle.
That, damn, Eric, sorry, that was a tag or?
Mm.
Okay, I thought it was like a three-way.
No.
Yeah, that Viking Raiders versus Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle seems like something that happened 1,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like Matt Riddle has been gone for an
extremely long time. 3 years, yeah.
And didn't wrestle with WWE until late 2023.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Who else do I got? Through no fault of his own, Rey Fénix.
Yeah.
Because he can't stay healthy.
Cannot.
And I don't know if it's a matter of he just keeps wrestling while hurt because he wants the money because he's a greedy Mexican. Or, Scott, prove me wrong.
Would that I could.
But yeah, I mean, he went from literally being one of the like most highly sought after, like loved lucha wrestlers of this generation to now just like a broken down piece of meat.
Yeah. He just came back a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Wrestled on Collision.
And had his first match in the better part of 6 months, maybe entirely 6 months. Cause he got hurt in, it had to be September, maybe October, and then had a few more matches because he was the shoot champion and then lost it quick enough. Probably can't be any, it wouldn't be any later than November, if not earlier.
October.
So is gone for more than 6 months, comes back, has one match, and then cancels his next booking.
Who was his match against?
His brother.
No, the match he had.
Oh, the match he had.
Use his full name.
Is a good... Oh, of course. It was against the Beast Mortos.
Yep.
Yes.
Full legal government name.
Yeah.
The Beast Mortos.
Yeah.
Much like Seth freaking Rollins.
Franklin Delano Romanowski.
Yeah.
Courtney Vance.
Yeah. Thomas Church.
Thomas Church is a good one.
Yep.
And Chad Murray.
Chad Murray. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
CMM. And I only have one left because you already said Ibushi and...
Yeah. So what else do I have? I got Keith Lee in brackets. Maybe this should have also been last year. Although he was a tag team champion in 2022. But
in also a bad storyline.
In a terrible storyline. And then also Britt Baker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who...
Face of the women's division to not around.
To gone.
Maybe she's looking after her husband's jello-filled leg.
Could be. Could be.
She is technically a doctor.
Crazy that Adam Cole doesn't even have the worst ankle in AEW.
Pac?
Chuck Taylor.
Ah, yeah, well, Chuck's old and beat the... Chuck's one of those, like, old racehorses that everybody feels bad about.
And he's from Kentucky. He's a Kentucky racehorse.
That is true. Yeah. He's well, he's a Kentucky gentleman.
Yep.
But it's one of those old racehorses that you feel bad about. You don't want to put him down because, like, he can still live.
Yeah.
He's just never racing
again.
But
what's the quality of life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put Chuck down. Please like, put yeah, Chuck
did
down.
You, did you hear about his ankle? Because, like, he...
Maybe.
Because he hadn't wrestled in, they said, like, 200 and something days.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, 7-8 months, whatever. Yeah. And then came back and had the one street fight with Trent.
Right.
Because it's the only thing he could do because like, to minimize,
kind of
like,
protect it
minimize
and
running
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then they, like, then they did an injury angle after that because there's a very good chance he legitimately can never wrestle again. Wow. Because, like there couldn't be worse things happening to his ankle. He's got, like, necrosis of the bone in his ankle.
Are they going to have to amputate?
Like, I don't know, but it sounds fucking bad.
Chucky T, that sucks, buddy.
Yeah.
Rich Mahogany himself.
Rich Mahogany, God damn it.
Those names are so good. Am I going to look them up and we're going to read them right now?
Is there a Rick Beanbag?
There might have been a Rick Beanbag. there was probably, okay, what do we got here? It doesn't even have them all listed.
Yeah, I feel like
Chuck Taylor, Chucky T, Dustin,
yeah,
Mr. Azerbaijan.
Of course.
But those are the only, like,
yeah, I don't
aliases
know.
Listed. Can I just go to Chikara and it'll tell me those?
Chuck Taylor list of names.
I mean, probably faster, yeah, maybe faster than,
Oh, Wikipedia's got it. Good for you.
Nice.
We got we've got Benny Figg, Bug Nevins, Howie DeWitt, Karate Durling, mm-hmm. Rick Beanbag, Rich Mahogany, Scoot Tatum,
mm-hmm.
Stewie Scrivens, and of course Touch Phillips.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. He's an awesome guy and an underrated wrestler.
Oh man, I forgot about the block party. The Polar Baron, Proletariat Bear Boar of Moldova,
yep.
Mr. Azerbaijan,
yep.
Prakash Sabar,
mm-hmm.
and the Brown Mourning of Belarus.
I even knew the Belarus one.
I think he was Mark Blade.
Okay.
But yeah, I forgot about the block party.
Good stuff. Shouldn't have done all that bad stuff, Quackenbush. You could still...
Well, just cheat on your wife. At least he wasn't diddling.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
It could be worse. Anyone else I got? Yeah, so I've got a number one and then a tied for two.
I just have my number one left. But it's a group of people.
Okay. The tied for two is Pac and Scorpio Sky, who collectively had about three matches in 2023 due to Scorpio. I don't even know what Scorpio's deal was because both he and Pac had the exact same trajectory. They missed a bunch of time, came back and had two or three matches, and then missed a bunch of time again. Because, like, Pac... like, shattered his nose in the middle of that best of seven
yeah.
with the Elite. And then after the best of seven was over, was gone for a few months because of the injury, but then had some fucking visa issue. And then finally came back.
Which I feel like he's had before.
Which he's had before. And then came back in the summer, had three matches, I believe. The third of which was against Gravity, who did not forget about Pac because he injured him.
And then was released.
And then Pac just came back a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scorpio has not wrestled since October.
And in that run that ended in October, that was only a couple months after already being off a
Scott,
long time.
What if I told you he returned at All Out 2023 Zero Hour?
That's September.
In September.
Yeah.
And then was done
by October.
By October 7th.
Ooh, that's tough. That's about a month by my count. And how long was he out before September?
2 months.
Oh, really? I thought it was more.
No, yeah, like he had one match in July. And then before that
was a full year.
So 1 month, then a full year.
Yeah.
And then
he was out July 2022 to July 2023.
Yeah.
And now I believe he's coming back now because we saw a promotional video at
some might call that a promo
at AEW in Vancouver, and he it was extremely unclear whether he was a heel or a face.
Hasn't that been the whole time?
Yeah, because he was doing, like, you know, the kind of
dunks.
Motivational, like, I was really hurt and I'm doing my best to make it back, but then he threw in like one line about if you can't do that, don't worry about it. I'll do it. Like, what?
Okay.
Yeah, it was vague. Really, yeah. Yeah, like, if you're not strong enough to do stuff like that, don't worry, because daddy's
here. Home. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, super weird. So, unclear healer face. Also, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
You have one left?
Multiple-time champion in AEW.
Yeah, but the same gay title.
First tag team champion and multiple time TNT champion. Yeah. Why?
All those mediocre matches with Sammy.
That that's a egregious omission on my part if I don't have Scorpio Sky Sammy for probably 2022, and I don't. So that's on me, guys, because that was just a bunch of bullshit between those two. Just trading the title back and forth.
Is that when Sammy died off the ladder?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wish he'd died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm fine saying that.
That's fine.
Yeah. Remember when he said he would rape Sasha Banks and now she's in the same company as him?
He did say that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool guy. You've one left?
Yeah. I guess it's different than yours because yours is a group. Mine, we've talked about a bunch. It's CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I just put the entire New Japan Junior and New Japan Tag roster.
I will agree with Junior. I think if you look at Tag, it's almost never been good.
Okay, fair statement. I'll go Junior then.
You thought I was going to say, oh, it's pretty good. If you really analyze the New Japan Tag division in the entire, like, entire beginning of the Okada era, it's never actually been good.
There was a brief period of time that had like the Bucks and some stuff, right?
Yeah,
but it was okay, not great.
I guess when the Bucks were doing the heavyweight tag, there was some good stuff. Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, largely nothing in 15 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Junior, absolutely.
Junior heavyweight, junior tag.
Great.
And
junior tag. Both are not, and like they still have some talent, but I want to kind of blame it on
the rain.
The rain. But if not the rain, then Hiromu kind of having a decline.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not been as good.
He's not, and I don't know if he was hurt or...
Yeah.
Then he's doing a bunch of silly stuff.
But he was doing silly stuff when he was really good.
I mean, true. I think the thing is, like... Well, I mean, is he going to get mentioned in, like, the next couple categories? Yes. Like, Desperado has done a really solid job of trying to keep that division afloat.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody else in it... Like, because a bunch of the juniors are involved in House of Torture shit.
Yeah.
Which ruins the division.
That kills them.
And then you just don't have any, like, main... Like, they don't bring in outside Americans anymore, I don't feel like. It's the guys that are already there.
Yeah.
Right before, you had Ricochet, you had Seidel, you had the Bucks. You had, like, a bunch of stuff.
Trent and Rocky.
Alex Shelley.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I don't know, Kanemaru and Sho can fucking do this. And
Kevin Knight sometimes?
I guess. He is technically foreign. When the Young Bucks had the IWGP heavyweight tag, they had it for 113 days. They had one successful defense and then lost it to Guerrillas of Destiny.
Huh.
So they beat Evil in Sonata.
Hmm.
They retained over Evil in Sonata, and then they lost to Guerrillas of Destiny.
And they only had it once?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because then they were out.
Huh. All right, then I guess I stand by the it's never been good.
And that match is a 7-6-3, but Meltzer gave it 4.5 stars, the one against Guerrillas of Destiny.
Oh, it seems high. I don't know if GOD has had a 4.5.
It does also have a pretty sick Marty Scurll and Will Ospreay junior heavyweight title tournament semifinals match.
Is that October 2018?
September.
Ah!
So close. so close.
That match is really good, as I recall.
Yes. I mean, it's Marius Girl. How can it be bad?
I was going to say.
Young Bucks retaining over Evil and Sonata was 4.5 or an 8.09. And okay. Them winning the tag titles is an 8.24 or a 4.5. So the three matches they had were
four and
all
a half every time.
Good.
Also, is whatever show that is rated a 9.7?
Sure is.
What show is that?
Dominion 2018.
I mean, it does have, I guess,
Omega.
One of the greatest matches.
Omega
of all time.
And Okada. There's a Jericho Naito, which is not 8.25.
I think that was Jericho's only, like, good match, even though him and Omega was apparently 5 stars.
Hiromu and Ospreay, 8.93.
Ooh, that was awesome.
The Young Bucks tag, and then everything else is sort of like
undercard
middle
stuff.
Although, yeah, they're like, there's a 3.75, there's 2 3.75s, and a 3.5 and a 3.25. So it's a pretty good show.
Yeah. I think that rating's largely for the main, though.
Yeah.
The main, and obviously there's some strong stuff under it.
Man, Guerrillas of Destiny. Look at you guys. You're doing so well for yourself.
Making the most money they've ever made.
And well-deserved, too. They definitely deserve it.
100%.
They don't deserve it.
Two of the best.
Yeah, so I'm going to say the junior, the whole entire junior division, and then depending on who you ask.
Also the tag.
Also the tag, but yeah. You're right. The tag might also be terrible.
Hey, we're going to call that the end of part one because 2 hours and 15 minutes seems like plenty for right now. Wouldn't you agree? So if you're listening to this on Drop Day Monday, part two will be out Wednesday. And if you're listening to this anytime from Wednesday on into the indefinite future, just go listen to part two right now, you dingus.